Good evening, it's BBC Radio Manchester's Jewish Hour with me, Marie Meegan. Our reporter Francesca Fraser has been busy. She's been looking at the views of Paul, the Jewish views of Paul. Who is Paul, you may wonder? Well, recently on BBC Four, there was a documentary about a Jewish composer, Mendelssohn, the Jewish composer Mendelssohn. It was called Mendelssohn, the Nazis and Me. Now, Mendelssohn wrote, among many other famous pieces, like The Wedding March, a beautiful oratorio called St. Paul. And there have also been a number of books out recently by Jewish authors looking at Jewish views of Paul. So, why is there suddenly all this interest from Jews in what was thought, or what I thought, was a Christian figure? Our reporter Francesca Fraser spoke to Manchester University Professor Daniel Langton, who is the author of The Apostle Paul in the Jewish Imagination. She spoke to him to find out more.
Excerpt from Jewish composer Felix Mendelssohn's Oratorio on St. Paul, written in 1836. I asked Professor Daniel Langton who this Paul character was and why Jews should care about him.
Paul is a Pharisee from the first century, someone who was originally very hostile to Christianity under the name of Saul, had a vision on the road to Damascus where he believed he saw the risen Christ and stopped persecuting Christians, became one of the most fervent missionaries in Christian history and author of half the New Testament. Perhaps it's useful if I quote the chief rabbi here. The chief rabbi has written in 1993 that Paul was, quote, the architect of a Christian theology which deemed the covenant between God and his people was now broken. Pauline theology demonstrates to the full how remote from and catastrophic to Judaism is the doctrine of a second choice, a new election. No doctrine has cost more Jewish lives. And if you think about the history of the Jewish people, then you are often looking at the way in which they are clashing with Christian culture and Christian religion. And as the chief rabbi puts it, Paul's theology and the idea that the Gentiles have taken over from the Jews as God's chosen people, or this way of understanding Paul, has led to Christian anti-Semitism or Christian anti-Judaism, and a way of looking at Judaism as finished with, as fossilized, as legalistic, with a very negative sense.
Do Jewish people tend to have a view on Paul? Would they think differently about him compared with Jesus, for example?
Jews don't tend to think about Jesus or Paul a great deal. I think this is a mistake if you consider how important these figures are for the history of the Jewish people. But when they have thought about Jesus, Jews have tended to think about him as a sorcerer or someone who led Israel astray, and certainly as a false messiah. In the 18th and 19th centuries, there was a movement which some have described as the Jewish reclamation of Jesus. This is a movement amongst some Jewish scholars and some Jewish religious leaders, thinking about the place of Jesus in the history of the Jewish people and seeing him as some kind of Jew. Some see him as a good Reformed Jew, some see him as a good Orthodox Jew, but they see him as a Jew. Once you've reclaimed Jesus as a Jew, who do you now hold up to be representative for Christianity? And this is why I think you get an interest in Paul amongst Jewish scholars and religious leaders, because now you have to find someone else who can be held responsible for the growth of the Gentile church. Paul is the one responsible for taking the religion of Jesus, Judaism, and turning it into a religion about Jesus, Gentile Christianity.
Can you tell me about some of the most famous Jews that have been interested in Paul? Who will we have heard of?
Famous Jews interested in Paul might include Sigmund Freud, psychoanalyst, Baruch Spinoza, the philosopher, and Felix Mendelssohn, the composer. Freud was interested in the idea of the subconscious and guilt, and he felt that Paul, with his idea of sin and the concept of original sin, were closely related. Spinoza looked around the Western world and was interested in the universalist vision, a sense of equality of all men, and he felt that Paul represented some of these ideas very well. And Felix Mendelssohn, who wrote a beautiful oratorio called St. Paul, he was interested in the idea of, I think, of conversion. His own family had included Moses Mendelssohn, the Orthodox Jewish philosopher, and although Felix Mendelssohn converted as a boy, I think if you asked him, he would say that the truths of Judaism remained true even in his understanding of Lutheranism. All of these are marginal Jewish figures, and that's no coincidence. Many of the Jews that I've looked at that have engaged with the Apostle Paul have been interested in figuring out how you make sense of being Jewish in a non-Jewish environment, and Paul is just one example of that, and I think this explains a lot of the attraction.
Why is it that Jews more generally have become interested in Paul?
Modern Jewish thinkers who are struggling with what it means to be a Jew in a non-Jewish world, the way in which Jews and non-Jews should relate to each other, the place of the law, the role of women, all these kind of questions, some of them are turning to Paul, not because they think Paul's got the right answers, but they are interested in the way that Paul, as a Jewish thinker 2,000 years ago, was exploring similar kinds of dilemma.
That was Francesca Fraser speaking to Professor Daniel Langton of Manchester University about the sudden interest in Jewish views of the Apostle Paul. It is BBC Radio Manchester. It's Jewish Hour.